But first, I think it's a fair comment to say that Jewish Londoners boast a rich tapestry of history in our great capital. But how much of it do we really know? Well, we know that we're synonymous with areas such as Golders Green, Stamford Hill, East London. But when it comes to the fine detail, our next guest is definitely the person who can help with that. Rachel Kolsky is a qualified blue plaque guide who specialises in London's Jewish history. She hosts a series of walks through her company, Go London Tours. Kate Fulton has been speaking to Rachel to find out about her latest events. She started by asking Rachel how she first got into being a tour guide in the first place.
Well, my career actually began as a librarian, so I'm a librarian, and I do always say library is written through me like a stick of rock. I just adore libraries. But I worked in the financial services sector, and for a time I was working in the city. And I had a couple of friends who were guides, and they basically said to me, Rachel, you know, you work in the city, you love London, you love talking, you love walking. I think you should become a guide. And I said, yeah, but I'm very busy. I don't really have the time. Anyway, so a couple of my friends continued to push me to do it. I started with the City of London guiding course, which meant that in my lunch times while I was working in the city, I could quickly nip out and do some recces and research and visiting buildings I hadn't seen before. And so I started just guiding at weekends, maybe sometimes taking a day's leave to do a tour. But basically, it was a hobby. It was a hobby. But I actually really rather enjoyed it. And so then I did the Clerkenwell and Islington guiding course to explore North London. And then I decided to do the big course, the Blue Badge course, and which was quite a commitment, I have to say. And I did it while I was working full time.
And the Blue Badge is the one we all know. It's more famous than Blue Peter Badge, isn't it, really? Or is it? Don't know. But the Blue Badge is what sort of every tour guide wants to have. How long did that take you?
It takes well over a year, and it's very intensive. I mean, I have to say, I went to college, and I think a lot of us who went to college said, we've never worked so hard. It's very, very intensive, you know, and you sort of lived and breathed the Blue Badge. It's about 13, 14 months, lots of exams, written and practical. And the only way you ever saw a friend or member of your family is if they came on a practice walk with you. So I'm really sorry. It'd be lovely to see you. But if you want to come and hear me speak about the British Museum, that's how you'll see me.
So you did that. Well done. Yeah. And then you somehow sort of morphed into Jewish guiding, or guiding around Jewish areas of London.
Yeah. Well, that was really one of my first passions because, well, I'm Jewish and I've always been interested in history, social history. I studied history at college. And really, the guiding and the Jewish heritage just melded into something I really, really enjoyed. I mean, I guide all over London, but my mission is to find a Jewish association wherever I am. So if I'm stuck in a traffic jam on a coach for 45 minutes, I will look around me and there's got to be a building with a Jewish connection somehow. So I'm always seeking out, and I'm still finding so many new Jewish associations around London.
People tend to think that it's about the East End, and, you know, you think Stepney and you think Whitechapel and, you know, the old Blooms and a bit around there, and kind of you're done with the East End of Petticoat Lane. But you've recently discovered that there's a lot more.
Oh, yes. The Jewish East End is very, very special. I mean, absolutely without a doubt. And I think the Jewish East End is much bigger than people always give it credit for. So when one goes around Brick Lane, Spitalfields, the old site of Blooms, etc., you know, you could go further east to Mile End and Stepney, go south down towards Cable Street, you know, go into Bethnal Green. Then, of course, you've got Hackney in North London. And then you can go further afield. So you go north to Hackney, then you've got Dalston, go to the Jewish West End, you've got Soho, Fitzrovia. You know, there's no end. Hampstead, Swiss Cottage, Belsize Park, and then each area of London that you go to gives you a different element of what I call the Jewish journey within London. So absolutely. But, you know, you start with the city, don't forget, the City of London with medieval Jewish community. Go to the East End, you know, where it developed, and then you've got the late 19th century. And then the early Jewish community in the East End, when the Russian Polish Jews came in, they needed to move out. The original settlers moved out. So a lot of them went up north to Hackney. Today, you've got Stamford Hill, which is a fascinating area to explore in many ways. And then you've got Hampstead, which gives you the 1930s experience, because that's where a lot of the emigres escaping Nazi Europe went. So each area of London with their Jewish stories gives you a different element of the Jewish London.
And what about some of the specific walks? Where do you start? Where do you go around? Give an example of a couple of those.
Okay. Well, I always think for people exploring Jewish London, if it's their first walk, I always suggest the Jewish East End. I think the Jewish East End is just filled with so many images and so many memories. Plus, it's now got the added addition of Spitalfields Market, which has got, you know, places to eat and drink and frothy coffee and croissant, which, you know, when I was started guiding in the East End, none of that was available. So now people feel much more at ease thinking we can sit down at the end and have something nice to eat and drink. But once you've done your Jewish East End, which I always think is a good start, I think Jewish Hampstead is fantastic around Belsize Park and Swiss Cottage, because you've got the wonderful generic story of the 1930s and the emigres coming over, but you've also got specifics of some amazingly famous and interesting people like Sigmund Freud and his family, and of course Oscar Nemon, my favourite sculptor, who also had to escape Nazi Europe. And then I've done a number of tours in Hackney. Hackney is, well, most people know now Hackney is very hip and trendy, but it had a very, very vibrant Jewish community, particularly in the 40s, 50s and 60s. It was incredibly Jewish then. And now that everybody's much more happy to go into Hackney, because there's frothy coffee and croissant as well, I can do tours around Hackney Central and Dalston and bring through the Jewish stories and memories. One of my newer tours in Hackney is Clapton. Now, Clapton, of course, has had this reputation for years as being the Murder Mile. So it had been a bit difficult to encourage people to book a tour to come to Murder Mile. But now it's getting very she-she because nobody can afford Hackney anymore. So they're all moving into Clapton. And Clapton is lovely. And you've got the story of, you know, Leibridge Road Shul, you know, for so many people. You don't have to go far in the Jewish community to talk to people, and you'll find somebody that has a memory of Leibridge Road. And then, of course, Clapton borders onto Stamford Hill, and therefore you get a totally different story then of the fast-growing Haredi community in Stamford Hill, which, if you're not part of that community, you typically don't go and explore the area. But I do, and I find it absolutely fascinating.
And what sort of people come on your tours? How fit do they have to be? What age do you have? Do you have ages that tend to come?
Yeah. Well, I suppose if one's honest, a lot of people tend to be what we tend to call senior. But to be honest, I mean, years ago, people were called senior if they were 60 and above, but 60 is the new 40. So typically people who have time. Whenever day of the week my tours are programmed, I'll have people that will say, if it's midweek, I'm really sorry I work. If it's Sunday, I'm sorry I'm with the grandchildren. So I've just learnt to, you know, whichever day you choose, there's going to be somebody it doesn't work for. But the tours are quite leisurely with lots of stops. But then, of course, you do get people, some people who can stand quite easily but find difficulty walking. And there are people who can walk easily, but have difficulty standing. So we cover all bases. I mean, people bring, you know, these little shooting stick things that
the ones that open out into a little
and,
seat.
And that works well. And the other thing is, tour is for the people that come along. So we go at the pace of the slowest person. So I'm known to be a fast walker. I mean, you don't have to go far, really, to find something. I say, oh, Rachel, she walks so fast. I am a fast walker, but I stop regularly. And my feeling about walking is that you should always be able to walk at your own pace. If you're a fast walker, it's very difficult to walk slowly. And obviously, if you're a slow walker, it's very difficult to walk fast. So everybody ambles along at their own pace, and we wait for everybody at each stop. And when we've got everybody together, then I do my little natter.
Have a little story.
Yeah.
Do kids ever come along?
Oh, yes, I've had kids. I have kids, I have bicycles, I have dogs. You know, anything that people really want to bring. I think I've had scooters every so often. You know, whatever people want to bring.
Do you have,
as long as it's not dangerous or illegal, they can bring it.
Do you have a set of tours that you do, or do people have to book a tour? Or do you say, this is what I'm doing, and if you want to come along, this is the date?
Most of my tours are private tours. So
more bespoke.
Bespoke. So it'll be like for a social group or a family group, and they will choose the tour they want, and then I can make sure we all meet where they want to meet. We can end where they want to end. If it's a family group, what we often do, and it's really, really lovely for me, is the family, maybe it's honour of a birthday or a grandma or grandpa, they send me addresses and buildings and places that are part of the memories.
So it's really bespoke.
And then what I do is I spec it out on a map, and I see if I can make a nice little tour of it. You know, because sometimes some of the buildings are still there. I mean, I had the most amazing experience a few years ago. It was a family from Israel. The grandma had been brought up in the East End. She'd gone to live in Israel, so her children and grandchildren were Israeli. And she wanted to come and show them her roots. So we put together this route and everything. And we were going down the commercial road where her grandparents lived. And she said, oh, Rich, I'd love to see where my grandparents lived. Well, I knew where the address was. I'd specced it out. She said, I'd love to go inside. I said, well, they're private homes. I can't read it. Anyway, we got to the house and the door was open and there was some building work going on. I think it's flats now. And she said, oh, Rich, could we go? I said, well, it's a private house. So I said, I'll go and ask. Well, the builder said, absolutely, don't worry. We went down. We knocked on the door of the downstairs flat where her grandparents lived. The family looked a bit bemused. They let us in. And the grandma was just explaining to her family that this is where she used to come to see her grandparents. The family that lived there, a Bengali family, just thought we were a bit batty. But it made her tour. Wow. So you never know. You never know. And everything was still in the same place. She remembered what the garden looked like and, you know, the layout.
So. Amazing. Nothing like it. The memory for things as a child. And to get hold of you?
Oh, to get hold of me? Oh, it's very easy. You can find me on the web. I'm
www.golondontours.com. Go London Tours. Well, we shall be going on the London Tours. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you for inviting me along.
Blue Plaque guide Rachel Kolsky talking to Kate Fulton there about the latest offerings from Go London Tours. If you would like more information about tour dates and how you can book as well, then you can always go, as Rachel has just alluded to GoLondonTours, all one word, .com.